Okay, let's unpack this. We talk a lot on this show about the attention economy.
Right, it's kind of the buzzword of the decade. Everyone is fighting for eyeballs.
It is. But I want to start today with a slightly different phrase I found buried in the research: content saturation.
It's a heavy phrase, isn't it? It sounds almost suffocating.
It does, but it feels really accurate. The whole idea is that we used to worry about distribution. 10 years ago, if you wanted to get a message out, you had to, what, buy a TV ad, get a newspaper column.
Pray for a viral hit, yeah. But now, distribution is effectively free.
Anyone can upload to the Spotify, anyone can post to TikTok. The shelf space is infinite.
Right. The gatekeepers are gone. But because the gatekeepers are gone, the floodgates just burst open. The problem now isn't, can I post this?
No.
It's, can I produce enough to actually fill that shelf space? And not just fill it with noise, but with something good enough to actually stop the scroll.
Exactly. We are seeing this massive production bottleneck. Companies are realizing the old way: hire a writer, hire a videographer, wait 3 weeks.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't work when the algorithm wants 5 posts a day. And it definitely doesn't work when your customers expect instant answers in the format they prefer.
That's the key right there, the speed and the format. And that brings us to the two big players we're looking at today. This isn't just a tech review.
Yeah.
It's more of a strategy session on how to fix that bottleneck.
So, introduce the heavyweights for us. In one corner, we have the established giant.
That would be Zendesk. If you have ever emailed a company for support or, chatted with a dot on an airline website, you've probably used Zendesk.
Oh, for sure.
Over 100,000 companies use it. It is the gold standard for customer and employee service. They have this incredible ecosystem, ticketing, help centers, and now very aggressive AI agents.
Okay. And in the other corner, we have something a bit newer. A tool that calls itself an industrial engine for content.
Yeah, Auto Content API.
Auto Content API.
Right. And while Zendesk is the container for the relationship, Auto Content API is the engine for the media. It positions itself as a notebook LM API alternative, but specifically for enterprise.
And the pitch is what? Simple?
Super simple. It turns raw text into podcasts, videos, and social shorts automatically.
So the mission for this deep dive is to figure out what happens when you smash these two worlds together. Because, we usually keep them separate.
Totally. Zendesk is for the support team in the basement, and content creation is for the creative team with the beanbag chairs.
Right. But the sources suggest that if you connect Auto Content's production engine to Zendesk's infrastructure, you solve some pretty massive problems.
And we're not just talking about marketing here. We're
No.
talking about reducing support tickets, training employees, and really fundamentally changing the economics of the business.
So let's dive into that first big friction point. The sources call it the text problem.
This is the elephant in the room. If you look at Zendesk, they describe their customers as sitting on a data gold mine.
I saw that quote. Most businesses are sitting on a data gold mine within their customer profiles.
It's true. You have thousands of solved tickets, help center articles, PDFs, technical manuals. It is a huge wealth of knowledge. But, and this is the big friction point, it's almost all trapped in text.
No, I have to play devil's advocate here. Is text really a trap? I mean, text is searchable, it's precise. Are we saying people are just too lazy to read a paragraph to fix their problem?
It's not about laziness.
Yeah.
It's about context. The research calls it mental availability.
Mental availability.
Yeah, think about where your customers actually are. They're on Spotify during their commute. They're scrolling TikTok at lunch. They are watching YouTube to figure out how to fix a leaky sink.
Right. They aren't just hanging out in your text-based help center for fun.
Precisely. If I have to stop what I'm doing, sit down at a desktop, and read a dense article, that's friction. I might just give up an email support instead.
Which costs the company money.
Lots of money. So this is where the Auto Content API comes in with this idea of content transformation. And I want to be clear on the distinction here.
What?
It's not content creation in the artistic sense. It's transformation.
Meaning what exactly?
Meaning you don't need a creative team to brainstorm a new idea. You already have the answer. It's in that Zendesk article. You just need to transform that text into the formats people actually want.
Okay, but let's talk about the how. Because when I hear make a video, I think of a whole production.
Oh, yeah.
Cameras, lights, scripts, editing software. It's a headache.
That's what they call the manual craft model. Auto Content pushes something called a headless workflow.
Headless. In tech, that usually means software without a user interface. But here it seems to imply something else. Break that down first.
Think of it like a ghost kitchen in the restaurant world. You know those places on delivery apps that don't have a real dining room?
Yeah, you just order the burger and it shows up.
Yeah.
You never see the chef.
Exactly. Headless content production is similar. Imagine this. You publish a new help article on Zendesk about how to reset your password.
Okay.
You don't call a video team. You have an automation setup using something like Make.com or Zapier.
The plumbing of the internet.
Right. So the moment that article goes live, the text is automatically sent to the Auto Content API. And then without a human ever touching it again, the API generates, say, a 60-second explainer video for YouTube Shorts.
And an audio summary. An
audio summary for a podcast feed and a vertical video for TikTok all at once.
So it really is an industrial line. Raw material goes in, the text and finished media products come out.
It shifts production from a craft, which is linear, expensive, and slow to scalable infrastructure.
But I have to stop you here because this is the big skepticism hurdle for me. Is it good?
That's the question.
Because we've all seen those terrible automated videos. The robotic voice, the stock footage, that makes no sense. If I'm a brand, do I really want to put out garbage just to have a video?
That is the valid fear, the whole garbage in, garbage out problem.
Yeah.
But the tech has moved incredibly fast. We're not talking about 2020 text-to-speech anymore. Auto content uses these faceless videos with AI avatars.
Faceless.
It means you don't need a human actor. You pick an avatar, a professional woman, a casual speaker. And the API handles the lip syncing, the gestures, the subtitles.
Okay, but does it hit the uncanny valley? You know, that creepy zone where it looks almost human, but the eyes are dead.
It's a risk, for sure. But you have to look at the use case. We are talking about support content.
Right.
If I'm watching a movie, I want human emotion. If I'm trying to figure out how to configure my router, I don't need a performance. I just need clarity.
So the utility outweighs the need for aesthetic perfection.
Exactly. And the sources gave a specific example from a company called Lighthouse Legal. Their feedback was pretty telling.
What'd they say?
Our onboarding finally has clear explainers. Fewer support tickets already.
That's the metric that matters. Fewer tickets.
Right, because people are actually watching the onboarding videos now.
Mm.
And there's a secondary benefit here that really caught my eye. It's not just about deflection. It's also about SEO.
Search engine optimization.
Yes. Embedding a video on a landing page or a help article increases what's called dwell time.
That's just how long someone keeps the tab open.
Basically. And Google uses that as a primary signal for quality. The data says a page with video is 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
That is a massive stat, 53 times.
It completely changes the math.
Speaking of math, let's talk cost. Because usually when I hear video production for every article, I hear bankruptcy.
In the old world, yes. A manual video might cost, what, $50 to $300? And that's on the very low end.
Yeah.
An API-generated video through auto content is roughly 400 credits. Which works out to about €4.
€4 versus maybe $300.
So instead of making videos for your top 10 most popular articles, you can cover every single article in your help center. It becomes a volume play.
That really does change the strategy. But I want to pivot to the other side of the Zendesk equation. We've talked a lot about customers, but Zendesk is also huge for employee service.
Mm, internal help desks, HR, IT.
Exactly.
This is a massive area. Large organizations are basically just giant information silos.
Mm.
You have compliance updates, quarterly reports, technical manuals,
yeah.
All sitting in PDFs that nobody reads.
I will admit right here, I am guilty of skimming the quarterly report or just opening it so the tracking software registers a view.
We all are. It's dense and it's dry. And that's where the audio revolution comes in. The source material brings up Notebook LM by Google. You've seen this, right?
I have. It's the one where you upload a PDF and two AI hosts who sound suspiciously like us, by the way.
I know, right?
To talk about it.
It is. And it went viral because it solved the boredom problem. It turns boring text into an engaging conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem for a business using Zendesk. Notebook LM is a consumer tool.
Right.
You have to manually upload files. There's no API. You can't automate it.
So you can't build a business process around it.
Exactly. So Auto Content is pitching itself as the enterprise fix for this, the Notebook LM API alternative.
Walk me through a use case. Let's say I'm an HR director.
Okay, so you have a new policy on remote work. It's 10 pages long. Instead of sending a memo that no one will read, you use the API to generate a 10-minute podcast episode.
A private podcast just for the company.
Yes. It generates a two-person dialogue host and expert AI agents discussing the policy. It's bingeable. Employees can listen to it on their commute.
It's so much easier to retain information that way. But the notes here mention something that pushed my skepticism button again, voice cloning.
This is fascinating. There's this thing called the CEO paradox.
Okay.
It's a classic leadership problem. Employees always say they want to hear from the CEO. They want that personal connection. But the CEO has zero time to record daily updates.
They clone the CEO's voice.
They record a few minutes of audio one time. The Auto Content API creates a clone. And then the internal comms team can generate daily updates or market thoughts in the CEO's voice without ever touching their calendar.
Okay, I have to be honest. That feels a little dystopic. If I get a heartfelt message from my boss and I find out it was generated by a server farm, I'm going to feel manipulated.
That is the danger.
Ah.
Authenticity is currency.
Mm.
If you use it for fake emotional moments, it will absolutely backfire.
For sure.
But the feedback in the source suggests that when it's used for information like, here's the update on the Q3 numbers, people actually prefer the natural, steady, and believable voice of their leader over a generic robot or a wall of text.
So it's about presence, not necessarily deep emotional bonding.
Exactly. It solves the presence problem.
Okay, so we've got customer videos and internal podcasts, but Zendesk is a global platform. How does content keep up with that?
Usually it doesn't. That's the language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
If you launch a support center in Japan, you usually need to hire a whole Japanese content team.
Which is slow and expensive.
So companies just don't do it. They tell the Japanese customers, sorry, here's the English PDF.
Right.
But the API supports over 50 languages. And because it's a transformation engine, you can set up a workflow where your English help article is transcribed, translated, and resynthesized into Spanish or Japanese audio and video instantly.
Instantly. So there is no lag.
There was a quote from Luca Ferraro at Moonlight Finance. We launched Spanish and English versions on the same day. Huge win.
Wow, that's a huge win. You're multiplying your market overnight.
You are.
Now, here is where it gets really interesting and a little technical, so bear with us. We've been talking about pushing content out to people, but Zendesk has this concept of the resolution learning loop.
This is the secret sauce of modern Zendesk.
It sounds like buzzword soup. Decode it for us.
Okay. Zendesk is pushing heavily into AI agents. They claim to automate over 80% of interactions. But an AI agent is only as good as the data it learns from.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. The resolution learning loop is the system getting smarter over time. When a problem is solved, the system learns. But here is the kicker. AI models learn better from structured data.
And a dense PDF is not structured.
Not really. It's hard for a bot to parse. But AutoContent has endpoints that can transform that PDF into searchable Q&A content.
Ah, I see. It breaks it down.
It breaks it down. Question, answer, question, answer. It creates a transcript from the video. It creates structured metadata.
So by using AutoContent to make better content for humans, like those videos and podcasts, you are accidentally creating better training data for the bots.
It's a virtuous cycle. You feed the machine. The better your content, the more formats, the more structured it is, the better the Zendesk AI agents can serve the customer.
So you aren't just saving money on video production. You are actually improving the core automation rate of the Zendesk platform itself.
Precisely. You are fueling the engine that saves you money.
Speaking of saving money, or rather, saving time, there was a section in the sources on deep research and newsjacking. This felt very different from just support. This felt proactive.
This is where support meets strategy. Usually, support is reactive. Something breaks, a customer complains, you fix it.
Right.
Newsjacking is about getting ahead of the story.
Give me a scenario. How does this work with the API?
So AutoContent has a deep research endpoint. It uses agents like Gemini or OpenAI models to browse the live web. It can look at SEC.gov. It can read financial news.
It's not just making things up. It's looking at live data.
Correct. It cites its sources. Now, imagine a service outage happens, or maybe there's a big regulatory change in your industry. A market shift.
Okay.
You can set up a trigger. The API detects the trend, maybe through its X or Reddit integration.
Mm.
It sees people are freaking out about, I don't know, crypto crash or supply chain issues.
And then?
It triggers the deep research API to find out why. It synthesizes the findings. And then within minutes, it generates a market alert, video, or podcast explaining the situation.
So before the customer even has time to open a ticket asking what's going on, you've already emailed them a video explanation.
Exactly. You publish the explanation to your help center and your social channels. You flood the zone with the answer before the questions drown your support team.
The source said this loop trend to research to video to publish can happen in 5 minutes.
5 minutes. a human team would be stuck in a meeting room drafting a statement for 2 hours.
That speed is literally money when you're paying support agents by the hour to answer the same question over and over again.
It is. And that brings us to the economic argument. We have to look at the ROI here.
Yeah, let's wrap this up with the numbers. Zendesk claims a pretty big ROI on its own.
Zendesk's own study shows a 301% ROI over 3 years. That's massive. It's all about efficiency. But when you add auto content, you are attacking the cost basis of the material you use for service.
The cents not dollars argument.
Right. We talked about video being €4 versus $300, so it's like a 92% savings. For podcasts, it's even higher, over 99% savings compared to studio production.
So the argument is, you are already paying for the Zendesk infrastructure. Why are you starving it with slow, expensive content?
Exactly. You're shifting from a world where support is reading documentation to a world where support is watching and listening to broadcast quality media. And you're doing it for pennies.
It really feels like we are moving toward a world where content isn't something special you make sometimes. It's just a utility, like electricity. You just turn the tap on.
That's the industrial engine concept.
Yeah.
It's not art. It's infrastructure.
And that leads me to the question I want to leave everyone with today.
What's that?
We've talked about efficiency and cost, but if the content that solves my problem is generated by AI, and the agent serving it to me via Zendesk is an AI, and the research behind it was done by an AI,
where are the humans in that loop?
Does the distinction between human support and self-service even exist anymore?
That is the blurring line. When the automated response is better, faster, and more engaging than the human one, the game has completely changed.
And if you can generate a personalized podcast for every single customer ticket, why aren't you?
That is the question for 2026.
A fascinating look at the intersection of Auto Content API and Zendesk. Two very different tools, but when you put them together, it seems like a glimpse into the automated enterprise. Thanks for diving in with us.
Always a pleasure.
And thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.